With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, March 15th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, the Iowa Print Sports Writers Association released their All-State Boys Basketball teams, and three Plymouth County Boys Basketball athletes were able to earn All-State accolades for this 2022-2023 season. Taking a look first at 1A. 1A was the only class in which the area had All-State athletes. On the second team All-State list, we find Galen Catholic's all-time leading scorer in Keaton Bonderson, who earned a second team All-State accolades in helping lead Galen Catholic to the sub-state final this year. Bonderson led the Jays in scoring with a program record 586 points this season, and that point total ranked 10th in the state of Iowa in all four classes. He also tied for the best rebounding total in the program this season with 138 of them. He led the team in steals and in three-point field goals made. Again, Galen Catholic senior Keaton Bonderson earned second-team All-State honors. And then Remsen St. Mary's had a pair of All-State honorees this season. And taking a look at the second team, joining Keaton Bonderson was Remsen St. Mary's guard Jackson Bunkers, who led the team in scoring this season, averaging 15.5 points a ball game for his senior year. He was also the top distributor of the ball with a team-best 127 assists, and that assist total was second-best in the War Eagle Conference this year, getting Remsen St. Mary's back to the state semifinals. Again, Jackson Bunkers, a second-team All-Stater from the IPSWA. And finally, the Hawks earned a third-team All-State selection and sophomore post player Colin Homan. Homan burst onto the scene during his first full season of varsity action, averaging 14.5 points and nearly 8 rebounds a game for the Hawks. He also led Remsen St. Mary's in block shots with 16 of them. His rebounding total of 186 ranked 4th in the War Eagle Conference this season, and he had the second-best field goal percentage in the conference, making 62.1% of his shots. Again, Colin Homan earning third-team All-State honorees for Remsen St. Mary's. The Mr. Basketball Award went to a Class 4A athlete in Waukee Northwest, Price Sanford. If you'd like to see the rest of the All-State honorees from the Iowa Print Sports Writers Association, you can find a link inside our story at KLEM1410.com. And taking a look at some pertinent sports results from yesterday, the Great Plains Athletic Conference had four basketball teams continue their national tournament runs, and well, unfortunately, all four had them end yesterday. In NAIA National Tournament action at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, women's basketball action, it was Indiana Wesleyan, the top seed in their quadrant, defeating the four-seeded Chargers of Briarcliff University 88-77. And that ends another basketball season for Rachel Langle, Galen Catholic grad with the Chargers. In the late game of the day, this one bled into earlier this morning due to a roof leak at the Tyson Event Center, but it was the Bulldogs of the University of Montana Western defeating Dort University late last night, 89-79. The defenders, who were national runners-up last year, will get bounced out in the round of 16, and that ends the freshman year for Kingsley Pearson post Mackenzie Goodwin. On the men's basketball side, it was the Morningside men ending their season in the round of 16 at the national tournament in Kansas City to Arizona Christian, the number 2 ranked team in the country. The Firestorm beat the Mustangs 85-63. A couple of former Bulldogs were able to get some playing time, including Will Potabom in his last collegiate basketball game with the Mustangs. He was able to score a couple of points late to get on the board. And in garbage time, when the score was already decided, freshman player Caleb Dreckman was able to get in a couple of minutes on the floor at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Great opportunity for Caleb, and hopefully a chance for him to build off of that for next year. Again, Morningside losing to Arizona Christian 85-63. The other GPAC school was Jamestown, and the Jimmies lost to Indiana Tech 61-51 in national tournament action. So no GPAC schools are still alive, but the women's basketball tournament will continue throughout today at the Tyson Event Center in downtown Sioux City. They'll have some morning and early afternoon games, and then later on tonight, they'll continue the quarterfinal round at the Tyson Event Center in downtown Sioux City. Should be a fun day of basketball still to come at the collegiate ranks. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.